Hey, it's Janessa.
And I'm Katie.
And this is
Say What?
Are we ready?
Here we go.
We're ready.
We're back at it, bitches. I feel like we've opened that up several times.
We're back at it, bitches. They're like, yeah, you're back every single time.
Uh-huh.
Just so you know.
Well, today we are going to just kind of do our normal tangent, but I think we're going to talk about maybe some holiday stuff.
Yes. Holidays, New Year's, all that kind of stuff. We could just wrap it all up in a ball of love.
Big red bow.
Yes.
Yes. So, let's see. Like, traditions?
Yeah, because we both celebrate Christmas, right? Like, you don't do Hanukkah or anything like that. Kwanzaa?
I am definitely not Jewish.
Yeah.
Not like there's anything bad with being. That came out wrong.
Yeah. Let's back up.
Let's backtrack here. Yes, I'm Christian. I believe in God and Jesus and the spirit of Christmas. And
the baby and I don't really Jesus know what I am, born. But I celebrate Christmas. So.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So start off with maybe some of your like most memorable times, like funny times, or they could be like emotional things or what. I don't know.
You know, I don't really do that. So I always remember Christmas was memorable for me because once I figured out that Santa was not real.
Oh, which, we should talk about when we found out.
Well, yes, we need to do that. Okay. And I'm on like that transition with Gianna.
Yeah.
So, but my dad used to do, and we've carried this tradition on with our kids now. Mm-hmm. So he would do these little rhymes. And so the rhyme would start in the stocking. So like you open up your stocking and then there's like this little rhyme that's either written out or typed out or whatever. And it would give you this clue of where to go to find the next clue.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. And so he did it every year, or Santa. I'm doing air quotes.
Uh-huh.
But I always loved it. It was so much fun. Like you just get, you would look forward to it because it was different all the time.
Oh, I love that so much.
And he was
much.
So good at the rhymes. Like I, Alan and I tried to come up with them and we're like.
This is like before Pinterest gave you, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. So it would just like be this thing and our kids now know that that's what happens. That's what Santa does.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's a good tradition.
It's really fun.
When I was the youngest of three, and so my dad, up until I think I was like eight when I found out about Santa, which is sad. I was pissed off, but what really pissed
you're the
off?
Youngest.
Yes, but they like went to great lengths, like going on the roof and stomping, and then leaving a bell that you know that looked like it came off of the reins from the reindeer. And, you know, we'd leave out the carrots so it looked like, you know, the reindeer ate some of the carrots. And, just when I found out that he wasn't real, I was
okay,
I was
so tell
pissed.
Us what happened.
So my brothers and I used to always look for the presents. We were nosy. We were impatient. So we would run like a... You know,
like you looked
007
before,
or oh yeah,
that
we looked
night,
before.
You'd wake up early.
No. Okay. We would check out the presents before they were wrapped. So my brothers would, you know, do a little stakeout to make sure that mom and dad were away, and then they would send me into the bedroom. And so you know, back in the early 90s, you know, you had the ruffly bed skirts and stuff like that. So. I go into my mom's bedroom and I'm looking under the bed because she always hid stuff under the bed and in the closet. So I looked under the bed and then I looked in the closet and then I came back and gave my report on what I saw.
Oh my God.
So I let him know. And then maybe 20 minutes, 30 minutes later, my mom just screams our names and sits us down and she's like, "Who was looking in the room? You're not allowed to be in the room." And she, because she saw that I left the bed skirt look like it was lifted up, you know?
Oh.
And, oh my gosh, we were stone cold. Like, we don't know what you're talking about. I wasn't in there. I was playing with my Teddy Ruxpin in my bedroom.
Oh my God, I remember Teddy Ruxpin.
And, oh man, I mean, we always ran, you know, our little 007 thing. But one year that I did it, I was so excited because behind all of her shoes, I found this teal puffy Adidas jacket. Remember when the puffy jackets were a big deal? Oh my God, I wanted it so bad and I was so excited that I got it. So come Christmas morning,
oh no,
it was from Santa.
Oh
shit, I was so mad, so mad. And I kept looking at the to and from tag and I'm just like, I'm thinking, you bitches.
And your brothers already knew Santa wasn't real?
Yeah, because one of my brothers is 7 years older. The other one's 4 years older. So, you know, they had to try to keep the magic going as long as they could. And, oh, God, I was just so mad. Like, you've been lying to me this whole time. And then the whole going on the roof. And I'm thinking the bells that I would save, right? Because I just thought it was just so amazing. It came from the reindeer. I'm like, you went to all of that to lie to me? Oh, so mad.
It's just so crazy to see, like, to think of the perception of a child. I truly do not remember when I found out that Santa wasn't real. My mom would maybe remember. But it was kind of like when I found out that my parents had sex. I just kind of like, I just kind of knew.
I walked in on my parents in second grade.
Oh my God.
That's another conversation.
We go from Christmas to finding out your parents, to finding your parents having sex. Oh, that's not traumatizing.
Oh, it was terrible. It was absolutely terrible. I walked in and my mom was on top of my dad. And I walk in, I'm like, and they're like, get out. And I'm like, oh my God. And I went back into my room and I'm just sitting on my bed like, did I just see? Oh my gosh. And I had 2 older brothers. So MTV was on all the time. And so I would see like sexual scenes and stuff. So I still kind of knew what it was, but not. It was a weird transition. And then my mom came in about 10 minutes later in a robe. She's like, sorry, I was just giving your dad a back rub. And I'm like, you don't give a back rub when you're sitting on top of him and he's facing you. Like, oh, I can't even imagine what that was like for my mother. But it was not good.
That's a tough conversation.
It's a very tough conversation. So anyways, that's that. But when did you find out about had a particular moment when you found out about Santa?
No. I don't remember. I don't remember being like anything. I do remember my neighbor down the street would tell me. I mean, I think I was like in second or third grade and she didn't believe in Santa.
Mm-hmm.
And she would tell me all the time, Santa's not real. But I believed in him.
Yeah.
And I remember telling my mom, and I had this conversation with my dad because when Jalen stopped believing, I was like, how do you transition?
Mm-hmm.
At what point do you say, you know, like Gianna's at that point where she's going to go to middle school now. So do I want her going there? But I don't want to steal that also.
Right.
And I remember my dad saying, well, you asked us, is Santa real? And he said, so we asked you back. Do you think that Santa's real? Well, do you think that he's real? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, well, then he's real.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking in my head, yeah, he is real. Fuck that girl, Jordan. She was so mean too, by the way. But I don't remember there was like a transition where it's so memorable. I just kind of, again, it's kind of like.
Like you eased into the notion that he wasn't really.
Yeah.
We had this little Indian kid try to ruin it for Brody when he was like 10. Or 11, which I already felt like, gosh, I'm doing really good that he still believes.
Yeah.
So he came home from school all upset because his buddy Pranav is like, oh my gosh, you know, anybody that believes in Santa, I feel bad for you because your parents just lie to you and he's not real. And parents just sneak the presents down and they put that it's from Santa and all this stuff. And so Brody was really upset. So, of course, he asks me. And I was, you know, you're never prepared for that, right? When they just walk in and they they say that to you and you're like, okay, how do I respond? And so how I responded was, okay, here's the deal. He's Indian. His family is not celebrating Christmas. And can you imagine what it would be like when you're one of the only kids that doesn't get to experience like doing a Christmas tree, having all of these presents and having all this fun during the holidays? Like, of course he wants to ruin it for you.
Yeah.
Here's the deal, bud. If he doesn't believe in the spirit of Christmas, he's the one that gets jacked on the gifts. We still believe in the spirit of Christmas, and we believe that, you know, and I talked about, you know, Jesus being born and why we celebrate, you know, with presents. And then I talked about how, you know, Saint Nick, his whole history, right? And how it started off with shoes being left in the hallway and then socks hanging up by the fireplace. And the spirit of Saint Nicholas has continued on for all of these centuries. So instead of me saying like, we are Santa, I make it more like it's the spirit of Santa, but he's still thinking that Santa is real without me saying it. Yeah. So then I'm not really lying about it.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, that's what I thought, you know, like, all right, all right. And then I think by the time he was like 12, he's like, Mom, I mean, I'm pretty sure that, you know, there's not an actual Santa Claus. And I'm like,
because middle school is like, that's when
everybody matures. Yeah. And yeah. And I'm like, okay, yes, here's the deal. Yes, the presents are from us.
Yeah.
But it's the spirit of Christmas. And then I reiterated what I had talked to him about before. And then the way to, because I remember being so upset about it. So the way for me to try to, like deflect from him being angry about feeling like he was lied to, is I was like, so now that you know, you get to be in on it with your sister. So make sure, you know, that you don't ruin it for her, because yeah, this is just a really special time. But then he was like, you know, he thought he was all cool that he knew something that his sister didn't know. And so it was almost like he blew it by overcompensating, like, hey, Shelby, you know?
Yeah. You're like, okay, chill yeah out.
Uh-huh. It's like, Santa Claus. And then he's like winking at me. I'm like, oh my God, Brody, stop.
Just stop, don't do that.
But it's great when they're younger, because you yeah can use like the whole Santa thing to your advantage.
I know.
Anytime that the kids were acting out, I'd be like, oh my gosh, I just saw an elf is in the window. They're going to go tell Santa.
Yep.
They're telling Santa. And they're like, no. And I'm like, well, if they see you doing something good, then they'll go back and tell Santa too. Or I would straight up get on my phone and be like, that's it. Call him the big guy.
Yep.
I'm calling him now. Mom, please, God, no, no, no. And then we had, Eric would go to Alaska all the time for work.
Yeah.
And so in Fairbanks, or near Fairbanks, it's actually called the North Pole. And so he went there, and there's a big Santa's village there.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, it's amazing. And so he went in there and then signed the kids up for letters that would come from the North Pole on the postage stamp.
That's so
and
cool.
And then, like, a whole letter from Santa with specifics, you know, that he would know about the kids.
Yeah.
And then, like, also sent, like, a dollar bill thing that had, like, Santa, you know, in the center or something like
that's
that.
That's so cool.
It was pretty neat. So he did that for, I think, like 2 years. But yeah, I mean, there's, I don't know, things like that.
I don't, well, so we're at the, so Jalen, obviously she's 18. She's way past that point. And
hope
I don't even
so
remember, she was kind of like me in both respects, that like, she never asked about the whole sex thing. She never asked about Santa. She just kind of just knew,
yeah,
I guess. But Gianna has been coming home consistently the past couple of weeks. All the kids at my table do not believe in Santa. And I'm like, well, you're not going to get any presents. You're just going to get
socks
underwear.
And underwear.
Yeah. And that's, I'm like, well, you say get underwear all the time from Santa. So she's like, well, they're only going to get underwear. That's it. And I'm like, okay, well. She keeps saying it when Aston's in the car. And I'm like, I tell my mom, I feel like this is an opportunity for me to have a conversation with her. Like,
don't ruin it for your brother.
Yeah, but she keeps saying, Mom, so is Santa? I'm like, and I have literally told her three times, hey, let's have this conversation later. Mm-hmm. Like, just read between the lines. We can have this conversation later. And then she was sitting at the table with my mom and I the other night. And she's like, yeah, well, all the kids, she said the same thing. All the kids in my school, well, on my table, don't believe in Santa. And then there's a couple of kids in the neighborhood who don't believe in Santa who've told her to. And we were like, well, I mean, what do you think? And she's like, well, I just told him you're not going to get any presents. And I'm like,
I think it's hard spirit, when you know? She has so many friends in the neighborhood, because it becomes like a liability if she does know, because kids cannot keep secrets. They really can't.
No.
They're terrible at it. And so, like, whoever she's closest with, she's going to be like, all right, don't tell anybody. But, you know, my mom, my dad told me.
Yeah.
I mean, then you got to deal with another kid being let down. I mean, that's where it's hard, I think. You know?
But I just don't, at the same time, she did say, one of the kids said, well, you're going to go to middle school and everybody's going to be like, she still believes in Santa.
It's so hard.
Know, like, oh, what do
well,
I do?
Maybe just do the whole spirit of Christmas thing, you know, and look up all the information about Saint Nick.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's where it all comes from. And truly, I think it's such a beautiful story that you had a man that would go around to the orphanages, you know.
I don't even know the story.
Oh, gosh. So, and they did, they made him a saint, but his name was Nicholas, and he would have a horse-drawn carriage, and he would go, you know, through the snow and all of that. I mean, he would go into the hallways, and the kids would leave their shoes were already out in the hallways, right, to not bring it into the rooms. And so he would bring, like, little coins or little gifts or a lot of the wood carved pieces. He would make toys out of, you know, wood, and he would just, you know, place them in the shoes. And sometimes it was the socks that were being hung by the fireplace, you know, to warm up. And so he would put it in there. And so it was just, you know, it became this tradition and a well-known act of kindness that somebody bestowed upon orphans. And then it just kind of, I think I have to look into it. It's been a while since I have, but there were other instances around Europe and stuff where things like that started to happen. And then it just became like a known act of kindness during the holidays. So
I just thought, like, how did that turn into Santa?
So Saint Nick.
Yeah.
And then the name throughout the world is, like, I don't know. It's just kind of brought down to Saint and then Santa. I don't know.
I can't even remember what they called him when I lived in Italy. Oh my God, it's like right there.
What is? The word?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to Google so we can just have.
Yeah, that's interesting. Well, and you didn't ever have to do Elf on the Shelf, right?
Oh, I did. And now we're graduating to Whore in a Drawer.
Okay, so what the hell did you do for Whore in a Drawer?
Whore in a Drawer when your kids have outgrown Elf on a Shelf. Is you take a naked Barbie and you, like, dishevel her hair and you stick in her drawer somewhere that makes it look like she had a good time, had a party. That's the type of mom I am.
You're like, don't be this whore in the drawer, okay? Just don't be her. And don't date her, Brody.
Well, it looks like she had a threesome last night.
This is what not to do, okay?
Her and the elf had a really good time. Why is Saint Nick called Santa? Okay, let's see here.
Well, the Elf on the Shelf became popular when Jalen was little. That's when it started. And it's turned into this whole fucking thing that drives me nuts. Like, before the elf would just move. She just moved, or he just moved to different places, right? Now it's like they all have pets and they all give gifts to everybody every single day. I'm like, I'm not doing that.
Gifts. I would just stage it like doing something funny, you know? Like
that's the way that it used to be. Now
it looks like they did a little snow angel.
So-and-so's elf brought new shoes, and so-and-so's elf brought,
for God's sakes,
a cooking thing for my Barbie. And I'm
who
like,
who has time for that?
That's what I say.
Oh, ain't nobody got time for that.
Our elf is just moving, okay?
Yeah.
The bitch is lazy.
I was lucky enough in the last like couple years that I did it that I would even remember. Or it would be like 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, damn it. Yeah. I didn't move it.
Yeah.
Or what I would come up with if I did forget and the kids got up before I did and they were like, oh, Carol didn't move. I'd be like, she obviously didn't see anything good or bad to report back to Santa. So I don't know.
Yeah.
Or somebody touched it. I've blamed it on the dog.
Yeah.
You know, someone may have touched Carol. Don't touch Carol.
Leave Carol alone.
Okay. So here it is. In December of 1773 and in 1774, a New York newspaper reported that groups of Dutch families had gathered to honor the anniversary of his death. The name Santa Claus evolved from Nick's Dutch nickname, Sinterklaas, a shortened form of Sint Nicholas. So there you go.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. I'm always fascinated by that. Do you know why cops are called cops?
Oh, that's kind of interesting. No, because police officer, where do you get cops from? Never even thought about it.
Because they used to wear copper badges. And so they would call them coppers. The coppers are here.
Shut the front door. Yeah. I did not know that.
Yeah, and then it got shortened to cops.
Wow.
There's a show. I can't remember what it's called, but it talks about all those random things, like why words are the way that they are.
Oh, do you know what fuck means?
No.
Oh.
What?
Let me enlighten you now.
Welcome to our Christmas episode.
So it's fornication under consent of the king. So the king would allow certain individuals within like the realm of the castle, you know, because they had so many, I don't know, the names of all the different, I don't know. I'm not going to say assistants
or whatever.
Yeah, like something like that. He would allow them to have sex with each other, but they called it fornication, right? So that's where.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there you go.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Fornication under consent of the king.
That's. I had no clue.
Now you know. I didn't know about cops.
There we go. We are just learning things today. I hope Travis he's taking it all down.
He's taking notes.
He
over
is
there.
Taking notes. Mm-hmm. Copious notes.
There you go.
Yeah, well, I just I want Gianna to be able to help me with the elf because I just.
Well, she's 10? 11.
10. She'll be 11 in February, so.
I wouldn't think it would be a bad thing to just enlighten her about Santa Claus and just say that you guys are carrying over the spirit of him and his acts of kindness. And now that she is of this age and you are starting to question it, we don't want you to think that, you know, he is not real. His spirit does live on. And, you know, he was a saint, and we feel it's our responsibility to carry on his traditions of kindness. And so we all get to experience being Santa Claus in our life. So that doesn't mean that, you know, Santa Claus is not real. It's just not in the way that you thought.
Yeah.
But now that you know, this is not for you to tell anybody else. It comes in everybody's own timing. But I feel like, you know, I've really been thinking about it, and we feel like you are mature enough to understand the true meaning. And I would love for you to help, you know, your father and I carry on the tradition, you know, with your brother. And so you get to help with the elf.
Yeah.
You know, and all that. So I don't know.
I think that's a good idea. I never knew the history of Saint Nick, so I always make the kids like get rid of toys before Christmas comes.
Oh yeah.
So that would be like, you know, you can translate that into, you know, giving to, because we donate to like the local women and children's shelter here. Mm-hmm. So we can, you know, that's our way of giving. And then you open up space to be given something.
Yes.
You know, in return.
That's great.
That's a good idea. Thank you, Katie. Mm-hmm. We're just making strides today.
It takes a village. Yes, it does. Okay. So what are, like, do you do certain little group parties? Do you do?
No. So like we've always done Christmas Eve at my, growing up, we would just have Christmas Eve at our house. So, like my grandparents would come, my aunts and uncles. We'd have like chili and tamales because we're from Southern California. So that's the way we roll.
That's a Christmas thing?
Christmas Eve.
Is chili and tamales?
Yeah. Oh. And then Christmas Day, we would go over to my grandma's house. So my whole family would go to my grandma's and it was like, everybody dresses up. You bring like your favorite toys.
Aww.
My grandma would fill everybody's stockings. So the whole entire family.
Oh my gosh.
And then she'd have presents for everybody. And then we would do, she would make dinner. And then as she got older, my cousin would make
kinda
dinner.
Kind of step in. Yeah.
And so that was kind of like our family tradition. And now we're all kind of, she's passed on. So it's crazy because like, you know who the glue is when things slowly start to unravel.
Mm-hmm. I think that when the matriarchs go, you see families kind of dismantle a little bit. I mean, it did in my family for sure. Yeah.
So that was, that's, and now since she passed and we live up here, the tradition will kind of be the same. So my sister's going to do Christmas Eve now. That's why she'll host it. And then my mom will have Christmas at her house.
Aww, and our house is going to be fabulous.
I know. Thanks to you. Katie's basically designing the whole entire house.
I'm more excited about it than I think she is. Yeah. So, I mean,
that's like, that is a humongous project.
It's going to be beautiful. And I think about it all the time. Like when I'm working on other people's projects, I'll find something. I'm like, oh my God. That's for Carrie, you know, and I kind of like hoard all of these little ideas for her, and it's going to come together beautifully.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, her house is going to be stunning.
I'm so excited.
And I'm so humbled that she's allowing me to be such a big part of the process, you know?
I mean, you're like a huge part of the process.
I just love her.
Everybody who meets my mom and my dad, I love both of them. Ugh, they're just good people.
She's so good.
That's what I would tell my mom. Like, this is why I always had people at our house. It would drive her crazy because I just would invite people over. Mm-hmm. Like, here, bring them on over. But I'm like, when you have good people in your life, like, you want to share them, right? That's the whole point.
She is such a big part of you. Like, I don't think you could really know you unless you knew your mom.
Yeah.
There's just certain people in our life, you know?
Yeah. It's so crazy, too, because, like, growing up, we were just not
close.
Her and I were, bad. It was bad. But she's amazing.
Great. Carrie's the best. I just love her.
She's the bomb.
And I told her, I'm like, okay, we're doing this kitchen this way because I am going to be in here drinking wine all the time.
This is how I want to notice it.
Because if I notice that this doesn't look right here, every time I come over, I'm going to be like, God damn it. Why didn't we do this? So
I know. I've got to think of something really special for like the day that she gets the keys and stuff.
Oh my gosh.
She hates surprises, but she knows that I always do surprises for her. And she ends up loving them or at least appreciating them. So
I'm going to do like a reveal once, like, you know, a room is complete or something, and then like tell her she can't come in until, you know, we set this up and for her to see it all together.
Yeah.
She kind of described it because I was telling her when we were driving back from our appointment yesterday. I'm like, oh my God, I'm just so excited. Like, I just love absolutely everything. We picked out her stone for her fireplace, and then I was trying to explain to her builder how we need to do our fireplace surround. It's going to be stunning. Like, well, we've never done that before. I'm like, you can figure it out. And then I just looked up online a bunch of different places that you could get it from. I'm like, here, 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 here. If you need more help, I'll figure it out for you. This is how we do it.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm so excited. I just can't even handle it. I'm obsessed with everything. And she's like, I'm one of those people that, you know, it's not until I see it all together that I really get really
She has
excited.
A really hard time visualizing. That was my dad's strength.
Mm-hmm. That's what she said. Yeah. And so I felt like, gosh, maybe we should do like some sort of a reveal or something. I don't know. It'd be fun.
I think, yeah. I was like, could I get, I don't want to say it on here because she listens to our podcast. We'll have to have a one-off. I'm not going to say it because, Mom, you're listening and then you're going to get a, no.
Yeah.
Anyway. I don't think so, girl. Yeah, she was talking about how that her last appointment, but when she was still living in California right before Thanksgiving, how she's like, I don't even remember. I was telling my Aunt Lori, she said, I was telling her, I don't know what I chose. I don't even know what I chose. I was just like, there was so much happening at once. And I was trying to like process leaving the house and then this house and like all the things you have to juggle when you move.
Yeah.
And she's doing it by herself. So, like, she said, I don't even know. I walked in. I was like, I don't remember choosing any of this. I'm like, well, that's why Katie's there. She's not going to choose anything bad.
I need to send her all of the inspiration photos that we based choices off of. So she just has a visual. So I still need to do that. I've just been busy.
Yeah.
So I think at some point this weekend, I will get it over to her. But, yeah, that way she can have it all printed out and like have a little booklet that she can just kind of go back to.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it'll be good.
Oh, my God.
I promise it'll be good.
I'm so pumped.
Yeah, it'll be great.
I'm so pumped. And she said for Christmas, because my dad always got real trees. Like, he was adamant about it. He got it very specific, the grand fir, because it has a little sap bubbles.
Good luck around here, because she's going to have tall ceilings.
I know.
And when people go out into the, you know, forest up north from Boise, they're so sparse. And I love nobles or grand firs.
Yeah.
And you just, I don't like, it's hard.
Yeah.
It's
hard. She doesn't want a real one.
Yeah.
She's like, I know dad's going to be mad, but I'm doing a fake tree because it's easier and it's prettier and I like it better.
I broke my husband down last year and we got our first fake tree.
Yeah.
And like the kids were kind of sad about it, you know, because that was our tradition, was going and finding our Foch family Christmas tree.
Yeah.
And, but it's like, it's perfect.
Yeah.
It's just so great that there's not needles everywhere and you're not having to worry about filling up the water. But at least for all the years, you know, when they were younger, I feel like we did have that tradition. They do have those memories. So I still feel okay about it.
But I don't know why it's so hard to find a tree up here, though, because it really is.
They call it City of Trees here. I'm like, bullshit, it is not.
Well, where are the trees? I mean, I guess we don't want to cut them down, but, and they're fucking expensive. They're way more than they were when we lived in California.
Really?
Like, yeah.
What are they here?
I want to say we paid like almost $200 for our tree. And
oh,
I think
that's,
it's 9 feet.
See, that's what it was in Washington. It was between like $250 and $350, depending on the height.
Holy shit.
Always. Always, always. Eric and I, our first Christmas tree when we had our apartment together, I was like 20. Oh my God, my lips just touched the
oh no, God. Katie's gonna have a meltdown. Here we go again.
Lips. It's the bottom of my lips. It won't go in my mouth. Oh my God. Okay, focus. Anyways, Okay. So I was like 22. And so we were not married yet, but we had just moved in together in this tiny little apartment. Brody was 2. We were both working multiple jobs and just no money, just absolute no money whatsoever. And so our first Christmas together, we went to the local Rite Aid and they were selling $10 trees that were like maybe 3 feet tall. And went to Target and like I even had I brought all this change right to pay for it and $10 worth of ornaments and like I think it was maybe $3 for the lights and that was our first Christmas tree, you know, like you gotta
yeah
it's as hard as that time in our life was, like, I do cherish those memories because it wasn't about how big and beautiful the tree was.
No.
Right? And the things that we wrapped, everything was like from Ross, or it would be like a cheap bottle of like Sutter Home wine.
Yeah.
And, you know, little things like candy to each other. We just did the best that we could. And I look back on those memories and I just think, you know, that's where we started.
Mm-hmm.
And it humbles you and it makes you really appreciate. I don't know how many times I'll just be sitting in my living room and I'm looking around at like all the Christmas decor.
Yeah.
And I'm like, God, all these years and how it's evolved and where we started, mm-hmm. that in itself, I feel like, is beautiful.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah. I need to move away from the mic.
Terrible. It is crazy. The kids don't know, especially when they're little. Like, they don't.
No.
It's just the idea of having decorations, whether it's a dollar store or, you know.
Yeah, lights are special.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Yeah.
Did you say that a regular Christmas tree, like a real one, is $250?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
At least they were in Washington. I haven't shopped one here.
And that is outrageous
to me.
Yeah,
I haven't bought a real tree since I was like a little kid, so I didn't remember the cost, but that seems really, really expensive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, what last year when we were talking to the guy, we were like, well, where do you guys get your trees?
Oregon.
He said California.
Oh, see, in Washington, they would even do specific ones like Nobles and stuff. They would get them from Oregon, too. And then here, the first year, when we looked at some of the pre-cut trees, they said they were getting them from Oregon. So I don't know.
Yeah, the Grand Fir, there's a ton of Noble, but I don't like that one. It's too, for me, because that's not what my dad liked.
Yeah.
He liked the Grand Fir because it was very specific.
Yes.
You got the sap bubbles, you can pop them. It smells like Christmas in the house. And it did.
Yeah.
It just smells so good. But we got, I can't remember which one. It's just like a Grand Fir. It looks just like a Grand Fir, but it's not.
Hmm.
And it has the sap bubbles in there, but it doesn't smell.
Gotcha.
It did when we got it. And then we get home, we're like, God damn it.
I always needed the trees to be like extra shaked because terrified of all the damn spiders in there. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Like, get them out.
Yesterday I was trying to pop one of the bubbles and I was like, Don't even think about it. I'm having this full-on conversation, just me in the house. I'm like, don't even think about it. There's spiders in there. Don't even think about it. They're not touching your hand. They're not touching your hand. Then I pull it out really fast. I'm like, oh, no. I can't. Okay. You were going to tell me about this ornament party that you went to?
Oh, okay. So last night, I was invited to an ornament exchange party.
And what do you even do? Bring one?
So it's kind of like a white elephant, but you get to steal from each other.
Okay.
So
I don't love ornaments though. So that
I do. I actually lucked out and got one that like fit my tree. So
yeah, that would
to, like,
be my
steal.
Concern though. Like, yeah. So then what do you do?
But
gift
that's
it to
why
else?
You can steal. So okay. Like if somebody has already opened one and you like it, you can either chance opening up a new one or you could just steal what somebody else opened up because it matches your tree.
Okay.
So, but anyway, it was so fun. So funny because one of the gals was talking about, like, you know, oh, she has two kids, she's and brings up Brody and she's like, oh my gosh, her son is so hot. And I'm like, what? And then another gal's like, oh my gosh, I know. When she posted these pictures, I was all flustered about how I would respond. Like, I don't want to say like, wow, he's so good looking. I don't want to say like, he's so handsome. How is this going to come across? And then another woman's like, oh my gosh, I know. This is the first time I had met her, but she followed me on Facebook. She's like, oh, same. I cannot even believe it. He is so hot. I'm around like 40-year-old women and I'm used to people saying like, you know, oh, Brody's so cute or he's handsome, you know, but to hear women calling your child hot and like flustered and like waving their hand in front of their face and you're just like, I don't know what to say. I feel really awkward right now. It's so weird.
Okay.
And like several times throughout the night. It was so funny. And then like
you're like, I get it, ladies. All right, let's just.
And so when I got home, I told Brody, I was like, you're not gonna believe this. So I told him, and he's like, oh my gosh, so I got to watch out for cougars. I was like, yes, yes, you do.
So now I'm just visualizing, think if it was flipped and there were a bunch of dads talking about someone's
about your daughter. Yes.
That it's would be just, so.
Your skin kind of like, because I don't look at my children as hot or, you know, you're just like, you know, you appreciate that you have good looking children and it's not to, I don't know. It's just really weird to think of anybody thinking about your child as like a sex symbol. I don't know. It's weird. It's really weird.
Yeah. I mean, he is a very good looking kid though.
He's cute, but he's my baby, you know? So, and I'm used to people saying that he looks like he's like 25 or 27. Like he's 17.
He's a sweet kid too,
So. He's a good boy.
He's good looking and he's got manners. So,
well, he better.
He's gonna. He better bag a good chick.
I know. Just if he does, I guess have an older lady friend. I hope she's a sugar mama. You know, it could put us all in her will. I mean, I don't know. So awkward.
Like it's just so weird, you know, like we're in this weird phase in the world where like everybody wants to be equal but not, but there's like so much, just it's just fucking weird. And then so imagine if Eric was with all of his friends and they're like, dude, your daughter's so hot.
Oh my god,
that would be so inappropriate.
So
right?
Inappropriate. Yes. I guess I wasn't thinking like how inappropriate it was.
But it never comes off inappropriate when females say that. I don't know if it's because like
they were trying to make it a point that they felt really awkward that they were attracted to him. You know? And so I knew that their intention was not like bad. It was just that they were shocked. I think it also came across that they were shocked that they were attracted to a kid and they felt awkward and weird about it. But even knowing that, it was still very awkward. You know, how do you respond? Like, thank you. But if you think about it, like anytime, I don't know. I think by a certain age, a big age gap is okay.
Yeah.
But certainly not if there's teens or anything like that involved. Yeah. So like if you're 20 and you're dating a 28-year-old, right? It's still a big age gap, but you're like when you bring home the 28-year-old, your parents are going to be like, okay, that's definitely an age difference, but they're not like, ooh, that's creepy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Or like 25 and then 35. Well, that's not really frowned upon.
Yeah.
So obviously, I mean, I can see how when I'm like 50, I could be attracted to like a 35-year-old.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know.
Well,
it's weird.
My aunt and uncle, I think, are 11 years apart and she was married when she was 21. Mm-hmm. So I want to say he's like 31, 32.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then Janelle, her first boyfriend, hate the guy. I hate him. She, you know, we're like 6 years apart and she was 16, I believe, when she started dating him. And he lied.
Oh,
it was,
boy.
I knew who he was before though, because he had hooked up with one of my girlfriends.
Oh boy.
And I want to say he was like 28. And my sister, when she was 16, looked like she was 12. She was tall, skinny, no boobs, no butt, no curves.
I cannot picture that.
Yeah. I mean, she looked very young, which to me, I'm like,
so that's even worse.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I just hated the dude. He just was a douchebag and I knew it from the beginning, but you know, she figured it out eventually. Thank God. And I love Nick.
Yeah.
I just, every time I talk about her decks, he's like, so creepy. And I see pictures of him. I'm like, both my sister are like, oh God.
Well, we've all dated, you know, some more homely people before. I don't know.
I mean, we've all made mistakes, right? You just hopefully you learn from them and move on.
I dated one guy that I would say that I was not attracted to, but God, he was so funny. He was funny. So it's like, I completely looked past the fact that I didn't have like a physical reaction to him with that. But he was like, he just made me laugh. And that's one of the best things that you can have. Like, even with friends, we have to be able to laugh together. If you can't make me laugh, it's just not going to work.
I know.
Like, I need that.
I know.
I need comic relief in my life.
Yeah.
So,
Alan's, I mean, I think my husband's very attractive. Annie's really funny. So last night, I can't even remember what we were doing. And we were in the bathroom and I was on the floor laughing so hard. And Gianna opens the door and she's like, "What are you guys doing?" And he's laughing like he sounds like a smoker when he laughs really hard. And she's just looking at us like, "What the hell is going on right now?" But like, this is what's supposed to happen. You're supposed to have, you know, good, you know, relationship. I don't know.
It's a feel good.
Yeah.
Feel good thing. Okay, let's see. What else? Where are we at?
I think we're wrapping up.
Well,
so we could talk about New Year's. Do you have any New Year's traditions?
Actually, this is the second year that we're going up to Donnelly with the Pose.
Yeah. That'll for sure be a good time.
Yes, and we found the same cabin that we went to last year, which is perfect. And it's right on Lake Donnelly's, like right on it. So the lake freezes over and then we snowmobile on it. It took me a little bit to get over the fear of that. But once you see so many people doing it, that's okay. And they tell you like the thickness is insane. That's what she said. You know, we just had a really good time. And I think this year, one of the days we're going to take the kids and do tamaracks. They could go snowboarding. But we did like a murder mystery dinner and like an 80s theme. That was a lot of fun.
Did you go somewhere to do that?
No, we did it in the cabin. So Kim and I just bought like there's a game that has the whole setup. And then we just beforehand, we told each individual which character they're going to be so they could dress up like that.
Okay.
It was so much fun.
That sounds amazing.
And then on actual New Year's Eve, we're doing this again this year, is we get those big Chinese lanterns. Mm-hmm. And then we write our wishes for the following year, and then we light them and release them. So, yeah.
I love that. Yeah,
so that's what we'll be doing again.
Okay. So where do you get these Chinese lanterns from?
Amazon.
Cheap. Okay.
You should do it.
I think that's a great idea.
It is a great idea. I know. Kim came up with that last year. She surprised us. It's like, oh my God, we have to do this every year. And then we lit off some fireworks. Mm-hmm. Because there's so much snow up there.
Yeah.
So because the house is up at like an incline, and because it was so much like packed snow, like the kids would create their own little, a slough, right? Like when you get on one of the little sleds and you go all the way down to the lake, kind of like a slough, right? It's a slough.
I don't know. There's an
Olympic thing for it.
Luge.
It's a good luge.
A good luge. Not a lube, it's a luge.
You know what I mean. Okay.
I think that's what it's called.
So they would even go in their shorts and stuff. We're like, you guys are crazy. And Brody brought a buddy and it was just so much fun. And then, of course, we tied the kids up behind the truck. With the sleds, and we're just whipping them around. It was a good time.
That sounds like so much fun. So you're going to do the same thing?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about you guys?
We just kind of, it's random. Every year, it's never the same. But my dad, my dad's family was from Northern Italy. And they,
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So up in like the Piedmont region in a small little town called Corio. And they would make this stuff called bagna calda. And it's like this dip that you dip bread, meat, veggies, all this kind of stuff. So a couple of years ago, we started the tradition that we would start making that on New Year's. It makes the house smell really fragrant because it's a ton of garlic. It's anchovies, butter, oil. And it's just all cooked
all
down.
Sounds good except for anchovies. I can't do anchovies.
If you didn't know they were in there, you would have no idea. It doesn't
Really?
Have a fishy flavor.
Oh, that's
and you
good.
Can't see it. It's just like a dip.
Gotcha.
I was really grossed out when I first heard of it and saw it. I was like, that's disgusting.
But sometimes when it's like, I don't know, pureed or something, when it's just so blended, you don't even notice it. That's why sometimes when it's in, well, it's supposed to be in
Caesar salad,
you don't even notice it, but it's so good.
Yeah.
But if there's chunks, I'm like, ugh.
Yeah, no, there are no chunks. But you just have to, like, the house is going to get really, it's just going to smell. And then your stomach at the end of the night is like, wow. But,
Wow.
But that's, like, what we try to do every year. But there's just never been, we've been to Big Sky, I've been in Italy. Like, we're always somewhere different.
Oh, that's neat that you always go somewhere.
Yeah, this year we'll be here. So, I don't know.
Well,
I don't know what
we're gonna do. Christmas, you're going to Coeur d'Alene.
Yeah, this weekend.
Getting on a plane right after this.
Yeah.
That'll be fun. Coeur d'Alene.
I'm so pumped.
How much snow is there?
I think it's been snowing for like a week, and it's supposed to snow the whole entire time we're there, pretty much.
Nice.
So, there better be snow. I want some damn snow. Okay?
You'll have snow.
Yeah.
Oh, there's tons of snow right there.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I've seen videos from my friends in Spokane, and they've been getting dumped on recently.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes!
You get
made
your
my
wish.
My day, Travis.
Christmas wish.
Yeah.
The only thing I miss about Spokane is there's, like, no chance of a white Christmas in Boise ever. But Spokane, it's, like, 60% of the time we'll get one.
I don't know.
The first year we lived here,
there was a white Christmas. It
that was it.
It doesn't stay forever, but...
It snowed... But it doesn't stick.
Yeah.
That
we've
is...
had it a couple times in Washington, but it used to dump in Washington. Like, we would get, you know, there were some times we would get maybe, you know, a foot or two on Christmas morning or something like
that. That's crazy. It's just so magical.
It totally is.
Even as an adult, I'm like, it's so quiet. The snow's so quiet.
I was just going to say that when it's just blanketed on everything and it's just, it's beautiful, bright, and quiet. And clean looking.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah.
Well,
that's it, guys.
Yeah. Hope you enjoyed yourself.
Yes.
We obviously do. All the time.
I mean, we just live life. Yes. We're just out here living life.
I
like
know.
Khloe Kardashian or Kourtney Kardashian, one of them.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
Oh, my God. I just touched the damn mic with my lip.
Katie's going to go disinfect her lip. We'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.
That's it. All right, time's up, people. Hope you enjoyed yourselves as much as we did.
Yeah, come find us on social media, on Instagram, Say What Podcast 2021. Give us a follow. If you have questions or topics you want us to cover, you can slide that right into our DM.
Slide it in like butter, baby.
And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, leave us a review.
Cheers.